Now for our story. Today, in the absence of the psychiatrist, Dr. Larrabee, Ben Calvert had bluffed his way into the sanitarium in which his daughter was being treated for a mental illness. Ben's conscience was bothering him. Yesterday, at his wife's insistence, he had visited the district attorney to demand that his daughter's trial for perjury be set in motion at once. He knew Kit was guilty, knew that in all probability she'd be sentenced to prison. Jessie had cleverly played on Ben's selfishness, his wounded pride. She had pointed out that until Kit was publicly exposed, Ben himself would continue to be accused of a share in her guilt. Jessie had insisted Kit's present illness was only assumed in order to escape punishment. But in spite of himself, Ben found himself doubting. Perhaps his daughter was mentally unbalanced. He decided to see for himself. Well, now Ben has been with Kit some time in the garden of the sanitarium. He has convinced himself Jessie was right, that Kit is only pretending. Actually, his visit has given the girl a dangerous shock.
You all hate me. Everyone hates me.
Oh, stop it. This performance of yours doesn't fool me, Kit. You always were an actress, even when you were a child. Tantrums, hysteria. It's always been your way of getting what you want.
You killed my mother by your treatment of her. Now you're trying to kill me. Well, go ahead. Anything will be better than this.
Kit, everything that's happened to you is on your own head.
My fault that I was born. My fault that I had you for a father.
The trouble was, I've spoiled you ever since you were a baby. If I'd been harder on you then, you wouldn't be in such a mess now. The prison sentence staring you in the face.
Prison? Yes, that's right. Lock me up. Put me away. Oh, why doesn't Doctor come?
You're out of luck, Kit. Larrabee isn't here to protect you. For once in your life, you're going to face reality.
Reality? Whatever that is. People always talk about reality when they mean something unpleasant. No, why doesn't the doctor come? Nobody ever keeps a promise to me. Paul Cromwell didn't, neither did Lisa. Taking her baby away after she gave him to me. Nobody I can trust. Once there was, though. Just once. But he's gone now. Everyone's gone. Everyone but my father wants to kill me.
Kit, you're just working yourself up. You might as well stop it. You don't fool me, Kit. You ought to be...
Hold your gun to her, Calvert.
Randy Lane.
It's all right, Kit. It's all right. I'm here. I won't let him hurt you.
A murderer. My father's a murderer. He wants to kill me.
What are you doing here? Get out.
Look, Calvert, if anyone's getting out, you are. You've no business being here to begin with.
You stand there and say I have no right to visit my own daughter?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Look at her. Lord knows how much harm you've done. It's all right, Kit. It's all right.
I've had trouble with your family for years, Lane. But this tops everything. Interfering between me and my daughter.
Where's Dr. Larrabee?
He isn't here, Kit. If he were, your father never been allowed in.
Now, look here, Lane.
Why don't you get out, Mr. Calvert? Lord knows how much you've ruined Kit's chances to recover.
Recover my eye. She's faking. Any fool would know that.
Any fool would know this girl's dangerously ill.
I might have known the Lanes would be mixed up in this somewhere. Well, I came here to tell Kit a few facts you ought to know, and you're not going to stop me.
Why doesn't the doctor come? Why doesn't...
Now get out, Randy Lane.
Calvert, you told me that once before when Kit and I were little kids. I had to leave then because it was your house. This time it's different. You're going to leave.
You're as crazy as Kit's pretending to be. Kit, come here. I haven't finished what I have to say.
Let go of her.
Stop your sniveling, Kit. I've had enough of this tomfoolery. You're going to listen to me.
Let go.
You insufferable young fool. Yes, I could have you arrested for this.
Go ahead, Mr. Calvert. Meanwhile, if you don't get out of your own accord, I'm going to put you out with force. What's the matter with you, man? Can't you see your daughter's in no condition to stand this sort of thing? Can't you see what it's doing to her?
I see one thing. You're in on this with her. Though I don't know what you expect to gain. Well, like father, like son. Your father never knew how to mind his own business either. And as for your mother...
Shut up, Calvert. I'm thinking your age, but I warn you, get out before I throw you out.
Very well. I've found out everything I need to know anyway.
Go on, get out!
Goodbye, Kit. The performance was remarkable. But remember, the district attorney won't be taken in by it any more than I am. You're going to have plenty of time to think over how foolish you've been. Yeah, he's through with you.
I don't care. I don't care what happens to me.
All right, you've had your say. I see I'll have to escort you out after all.
I warn you, Lane. I can have you arrested for this.
Honestly, Calvert, you make me tired. Now, get out and stay away from Kit.
He wasn't afraid. He made Dad leave. There was someone long ago who... Only one who ever dared.
Kit, it's all right now. Don't be frightened.
The miserable, tortured young woman turned to Randy as he came toward her. Meanwhile, Kit's father went down the outer steps of the sanitarium, angrily strode up the street and turned the corner of the building. As he did so...
I beg you.
Mr. Calvert.
Hello, Larrabee.
I'm sorry I bumped into you. I'm in rather a hurry to get back to the sanitarium.
That's so? Why?
Well, I had to leave yesterday, and I'm anxious to know how things are going.
Things are going, Larrabee. Well, I'd say they were going along pretty much as you intended they should.
I'm afraid I don't follow you, Mr. Calvert.
I'm speaking about my daughter.
Yes? What about her?
It's a question I might ask you. From what I've seen, you've given her the idea she has to put on quite a show.
What are you talking about?
You tried to keep me away from her. Well, I understand why now.
Now look, Mr. Calvert, I'm in a rush to get back. I wish you'd say whatever you're hinting at. Come out with it.
I'm not hinting, Dr. Larrabee. I'm making a plain statement. It seems to me you're on very dangerous ground, plotting to obstruct justice.
You call that a plain statement? Never heard anything more absurd. Plotting for what? Against who?
You know my daughter's liable for a perjury charge. It's obvious what you and that brother-in-law of mine are doing. David planted Kit over here at this phony hospital of yours. You agreed Kit was to put down as a mental case, so the DA would drop the action against her.
Mr. Calvert, after listening to you, I'd be tempted to consider you in need of psychiatric attention yourself. That is, if you actually believe this far-fetched nonsense. I can't believe you're so stupid.
You're going to be sorry for this, Larrabee. You stuck your neck out for fair.
There's no point in continuing this idiotic discussion.
Just a minute, I haven't finished. You might as well know how I feel and what I intend doing. The fact you refuse to let me see Kit is the tip-off.
I refuse to let you see Miss Calvert because she's in no condition to stand the shock it would give her.
You mean because you were afraid I'd find out the truth? The whole thing is a put-up job from beginning to end. Kit's as sane as you are, Larrabee. He's putting on an act at your instigation, and you know it.
Let me get this straight. Are you accusing me of dishonesty, of collusion?
I'm saying I know my own daughter. I watched her very carefully just now. She was...
Just now? You've been in there with her?
Certainly.
They let you in after I gave explicit instructions to... Good Lord.
It's too late, Larrabee. I know what you're up to. And I know what to do about it, too.
But Martin Larrabee was deaf to Ben Calvert's threats. He had only one thought in his mind as he ran up the steps of the sanitarium.
Just when Miss Calvert was beginning to respond. Now, this may ruin everything. All these months. Working so carefully. Slowly. Oh, why did I go? Everything lost, probably. I'm a fool, That new nurse. But I told her. No, it's my fault. Shouldn't have gone. If only it's not too late.
A young woman's sanity, a physician's professional integrity, threatened because of a woman's greed and a man's sick pride. Jessie, working for her own selfish ends, using Ben's vanity as a weapon to destroy Kit, his daughter. And the motivating force? The desire for accumulated wealth, Ben's wealth, which Jessie covets for herself and her lover, Brett Cameron. I wonder if the clean strength of Aunt Mary's son, Randy Lane, working with the doctor, is powerful enough to win out against these obstacles.